Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with my co-host, Frank Santopadre.
And where are we, pray tell?
In a room.
In a room.
Colossal Obsessions.
We're at the fabulously appointed Nutmeg Post with our trusty friend, Frankie Verderosa. Or if he's as he's known on social media, what are you known on social media as?
Well, one clever listener came up with Frankfurter Roaster.
Frankfurter Roaster.
Which is amazing because I'd never heard that one before.
They didn't tease you with that when you were a kid?
I didn't get that one. I got Ponderosa a lot growing up. But
right.
But now the way you guys say it for the show.
The way I say it, the way Gil says it.
The way Gilbert says it.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you buy to eat down on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They used to tease me, the kids, by singing the jingle of the Franco-American beef gravy commercial.
That must have made you feel
it
wonderful.
It didn't make any sense at all. That's it. They give you that one, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And then my high school years were the wonderful Frank Perdue chicken campaign with Frank, oh, Frank.
I used to get, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. they still had the Gilbert Erector set.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Gilbert. That's
yeah.
right.
That's
right.
That's ironic for you now.
Exactly. Boy, can I use it tonight.
Oh, lordy lord. All right, we started out by digressing and talking about nicknames. We're going to do a little Twitter here. We haven't done a Twitter episode in a while. We did one with the Facebook page. We did one with the Listener Society with all of our fans. And now we're going to do a little bit of we'll start off with a gentleman named Alex Knight, who is responding to the Billy J. Kramer episode. This was an unexpected guest that I greatly enjoyed. I am a huge Beatles fan, so this was really fun to hear. That's nice. We enjoyed having Billy J. Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you got to sing.
Do you want to know a secret?
That's right. And that's then you
sing. Do-da-do. Do you promise not to tell? Do-da-do. Let me whisper in your ear. Oh, closer. Do-da-do. Say the words you love to hear. Do-da-do. I'm in love with you. Oh,
yeah. I'm not even going to try that one.
You can actually hear the saliva bubbling.
And, you know, we can't say, I don't know whether we should say yet, but we have some more Beatles stories.
We have Beatles stories coming up.
An episode coming up
soon.
Well,
this one might run after that one.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard.
You're out of order.
See, once again.
Once again. I'm out of order once again.
Our researcher, Paul Rayburn, is here to be abused by Gilbert. You know, Billy J. Kramer may have been the first musical guest that actually considered touring with you. Usually, usually it's just a gag.
That's right. He wanted me.
He wanted to go out with you. Norm Mailer, not Norman Mailer, but Norm Mailer, and his avatar is a picture of the great Norman Mailer. Love Billy J. Kramer. Does he reveal that Real Gilbert, that's you, was actually the fifth Beatle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was... I've been trying to keep it secret.
Was that before or after you were the fifth Spice Girl?
He was Jewy Spice, as he said on the Colbert Show. Bob Dukart writes to us, seeing Mick Jagger dance following James Brown on the Tammy Show, which we discussed with Billy Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Was like watching Abe Vigoda try to dance better than Gene Kelly. I like that. We like that, Bob. Abe was actually something of an athlete. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, watch it.
He's a handball player.
Yeah.
Hal Linden.
Hal Linden.
Yeah.
Hal Linden was telling us he played handball with him. And Abe Vigoda totally kicked his ass.
He was an accomplished handball player. Abe stuck around for a long time. I think he was. I think he did some aerobic exercise.
Oh yeah.
In his day, whereas you and I'll be dead by 63.
We died before this started.
Rich Bruno, Frank. Any chance you will have Kay Ballard on the podcast?
Ooh.
How about Kay Ballard?
Jeez.
The mothers-in-law.
Yes.
She was a song and dance lady and. You never hear song and dance woman. You always hear the expression song and dance man.
Yeah. Now,
rather
what
sexist.
About Eve Arden?
Eve Arden has left us.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a very long distance
call. Yeah, okay.
We're going to need the wire and the phone that goes into the ground from the Twilight Zone episode. Let's see. YF Nuts. YF Nuts. I too spent some time with Billy J. Kramer years ago, but I never sang with him. I'm no Gilbert. And and Brian Epstein is rolling in his grave. Quite possibly. We enjoyed having Billy J. I mean, that was something different for us.
He was great.
Our first, I think our first foreign-born guest, our first Brit. Let's see.
Now, though, was George Takei born here?
George Takei.
Takei, I mean.
I think George was born in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Do I have that wrong? We're going to have to check on that. That's shame on us for not knowing this.
We have Paul here, so we'll have to look it up ourselves.
Yeah. I should have an answer in a couple of weeks.
Let me know. Jerry Litzler. I love that name. Jerry Litzler. Billy J. and Graham Gilbert singing obliterated my eardrums. Of course, I'll listen again tomorrow. That's nice. Rickles, we got a lot of stuff about
people
our Rickles
really
episode.
Love their Rickles.
Yeah, and I have to do a shout-out to Frank Furter Roaster. Because it was his idea to run that little song that Don must have been in his 80s by that time when he was singing,
yeah.
I'll Trade You Laughter for Love. I like when I get tweets and posts from people saying that they were brought to tears by an episode of the show. And it was a nice touch, Frank.
I'm known for bringing people to tears.
Well.
George Takei, born in Los Angeles.
There you go.
You see, I got to it before the end of the episode.
There you go, Gil.
First time.
Yeah.
You owe me dinner. Like, I'll see that. Michael Schianameo. We've quoted him before. You'd think I know his name by now. Great tribute to Don Rickles, boys. You guys are the best, but you're still a pair of hockey pucks. That was nice. Michael tweets a lot about the show, which we appreciate. Jay Wigley. Thanks to you both, I've been eagerly awaiting the Don Rickles tribute. How about a Stooge-only episode sometime?
Oh, I would definitely love that.
We have to do a Stooge episode.
Yeah.
Maybe a mini, or should we dig up some Stooge relations?
I think we should dig up some Stooge relations.
Yeah? Who do you want to talk to?
I don't know who's ever around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody done a book on them? Is there an author we can
There are plenty of books. Plenty of books. Empty City Squares is our friend John Fotiatis. Today I learned that Real Gilbert is the missing link to Asian and midget jokes. the legacy lives on. Thank you, John. Let's see. Oh, God. Andrew Hang is one of hundreds of tweets we got demanding to know who the Chicken Hawk is from the Richard Richard Kind episode. We are obliged not to tell. You can get us drunk. If you see us in the street, somebody you wouldn't expect. Somebody you wouldn't expect. I can't even pronounce this. Faizam Khan. Faizam Khan.
Yeah, that guy is the Chicken Hawk.
That's funny. Strangely enough, look at his avatar. It's a picture of a baby chick.
Okay. Further questions, Your Honor.
Actually, I think I'm wrong. It's a fuzzy duck.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. How does he say his name? Faisham? Boy, I can't even handle that. I'm usually good with these things. If you guys ever do films on Amazing Colossal Obsessions, again, we did one recently. We did Best Boy and Murder on the Orient Express. Will you consider Richard Dreyfuss's Let It Ride?
Oh, that's right.
You know this picture about a gambler? I guess it's about a gambler. An addicted gambler. I've never seen the picture.
And did I say that? I think I already said this. People were tweeting me about when I said Best Boy that there was a sequel called Best Man.
Yeah. Did you dig up the sequel? Did you track it down?
No, I haven't looked it up.
We found out that I'm sorry, his name is escaping me again. Philly? Philly. Yeah. Philly's in his 80s now?
Yeah. He's up there.
Yeah.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now back to the show. Joe, also Kota Katana. I love these Twitter names.
I think that was the mummy's name.
Yes. There's another mummy movie in the works, by the way. There's a Tom Cruise mummy movie.
Oh, geez.
There's a channel on, do you have Fios, either one of you?
No.
Verizon Fios? There's a channel, not a channel, but it's a show. There's a... on the Access on Mark Cuban's network. It's just movie trailers. It's like 2 hours of movie trailers you can sit and watch back to back. And last night they showed this Tom Cruise mummy movie, which is all CGI. It doesn't look very good.
I wanted them to bring back those old mummy movies with the leg dragging behind.
Yeah, this is really high tech CGI stuff. And then there was another trailer for a new Planet of the Apes movie. I said to my wife, the technology is more advanced than ever, you know, with these movies.
Right.
I just know it's not going to be as good as the Planet of the Apes we grew up on.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys watched The Walking Dead?
I've not, but
we watched the first episode last week, and it's exactly that kind of situation. The mummies look, the zombies look terrific and half bodies moving and all that stuff. But nothing like Night of the Living
Not
Dead.
Not as good as George Romero. It doesn't create the same.
Like when I watch the old kind of stop-action animation like of King Kong or any of the dinosaur films, and I go, I knew even as a kid how they did it, and I knew it was very choppy, the animation, but it's more real to me. Yeah. Like when they do it too computerization makes everything a little too slick sometimes.
Yeah. We showed the kids The Birds not long ago, and they giggled through it because all the effects look so fake.
Yeah, the effects.
Which is kind of a shame, you know?
Yeah. Mrs. Yakafluss.
The ships at sea.
Night, Mrs. Yakafluss, wherever you are. Your Don Rickles tribute was perfect. His sign-off song at the end brought tears to my eyes. Great job. There you go again, Francis. You got a fan club for me here.
And there was that horror movie, Beast of Yakafluss.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was in that? Clue Gulager? Clue Gulager? I just like to say his name.
Clue.
Oh, you'll love this one, Gil. This is from Brian Van Hooker. I love when you guys...
like you really need to read anything after that.
Van Chloroform. Brian Van Hooker. Look, I love when you guys have Richard Kind on. You know, if Gilbert is ever murdered, he'd be a great new host. Oh, my heavens. You know, these people think of.
You've been trying to replace Frank for a long time. You know, maybe we should have a couple of backups for you. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, see.
You know?
What do you think? Why am I always getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop? Here you go. Here's a man after your own heart, Daniel Bennett. I'm watching Them right now with Onslow Stevens.
Oh!
Your favorite. William,
yes.
George Shallert. Is it George Shallert?
Wow.
I think Edmund Gwenn. James Whitmore, James Arness. How about that?
Yeah, we almost had William Shallert on the show.
Yes, we did. We came very close to having William Shallert on the show. Perhaps we should settle for Gene Shalit. let's see. Excellent tribute to Don Rickles. Farewell, Mr. Warmth, says Bill Schaefer. A lot of people like the Rickles episode, and gosh, he's one of those that we really wish we had gotten. Chris Ketchmark sends us a video of Barney Martin, who came up on a previous episode.
Yes.
Google Barney Martin. If you don't know the name, you guys will recognize him immediately. Let's see. As a girl of the 60s, says our friend Peaches Swearingen, hearing Billy J. Kramer was absolute heaven for me. That's nice. Somebody made a Photoshop. Laura Pinto saw this and thought of you guys, not sure why, and she included a Photoshop, I assume, that was made by a gentleman named Joshua Henry. Can you see this? It's just Esther Roll saying, damn,
I saw
damn,
that.
Damn.
Yes, yes.
You've inspired that. Let's see.
And someone tweeted that it was the anniversary of, like, when Don't Give Up on Us Baby became the
number
one
hit. Oh, I thought of you. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Don't Give Up on Us Baby in 1977.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the wrong seem right. The future isn't just one night. It's written on the moonlight, suspended on the stars. We can change our...
David Soul. Was that 77 or 78? Did they say it was the 40th anniversary?
Yeah.
I know it's the 40th anniversary of Annie Hall this week.
Oh, wow.
If only we had a guest from Annie Hall on the podcast. Joe Costel or Coastal writes, I love the Don Rickles ep, and Gilbert didn't bring up throwing oranges, so I was able to share it with my sons. Joe also tweets, for the next tweet episode, that would be this one, ask Gilbert about Midnight Hour with Dick Van Patten as a zombie dentist. Does that mean anything to you?
That one went past me. And I'm not going to ask Paul to look it up. So.
Right. That's got to help us. Can you look that one up, Paul?
What? Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Yeah, 1976.
76?
Wow. 1976.
Can it be? I've got my years all tangled up. How about that? I thought it was a 77 or a 78
for sure. The genre is soft rock.
Soft rock. Mr. David Soul.
Soft.
Yeah, Paul Michael Glaser never charted, as far as I know. Boy, I can't believe I had the year wrong on that one. I love this, Gil. James T. Aubrey. I just love the podcast, and I can't wait for the tribute to Blossom Rock. You know Blossom Rock? She was Grandmama on the old Addams Family.
Oh, jeez.
Remember
Blossom
her?
Blossom Rock.
Do you remember the old Addams Family from the 60s?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture
Google her. Blossom Rock. Tell Blossom us about Rock. Her. Yeah. Every time... PW, who goes up by the name Navin Johnson, which is a jerk reference. Every time I listen to a podcast with Real Gilbert and Frank, I learn something amazing. That's nice. He learned about Jamie Farr and John Amos. Let's see what else we got. That movie, Linda Dalton writes, that movie with Rickles and Borgnine you guys talked about, The Rabbit Trap. Do you know anything about this picture at all? Was on TCM. Going to give it a shot. Wasn't like we actually recommended it. We can't be responsible for some of these.
Hey, I have Edith Marie Blossom McDonald.
That was her name.
A.K.A. Blossom Rock.
Tell us about her. She I never saw
her
in anything
actress,
but
occasionally,
that.
She was occasionally billed as Marie Blake or Blossom McDonald. She kind of worked it every which way.
Wow.
Her younger sister was screen actress and singer Jeanette McDonald.
Jeanette McDonald was her sister with Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald.
Yeah. Wow.
That's interesting.
Unfortunately, we cannot get Blossom Rock on
she's
the show.
Long
she left
gone.
Us in 1978.
She's long gone.
Long gone.
And Jackie Coogan, too, Uncle Fester.
Yeah, Uncle Fester.
Do you remember her, Blossom Rock?
Yeah.
On that show. The only people that are alive from that Addams Family cast, even Pugsley died. Lisa Loring, who played Wednesday, is still with us. If we want to track her down, and the elusive John Astin, who we have reached out to on numerous occasions
now,
with no success.
Pugsley had a miserable life.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ken Weatherwax.
Yeah.
Was his name. I don't know much about him.
They said he was like picked on and bullied in school from being on the Addams Family. Then at one point he joined the army and they were like, looked at him as a
know
jerk.
That about him.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It was a horrible.
A way to bring the show to a sad downbeat.
That's usually why we talk to Paul.
Now
I'm gonna get all the gory details on Weatherwax here and try to really, really knock it down.
Buddy Spencer writes, here you go. On this day, 1977, David Hutch Soul had a number one hit on Billboard with Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Paul, there's a discrepancy on the dates on Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Bob Ducart again. I'm just thinking it would be, if you guys have not thought of Rip Taylor as a guest, maybe you should. We have been out to Rip.
Yeah.
I believe he told Dara he was waiting on a documentary. But I hope we can actually speed that process along. Let's see. One or two more here. Let's see. Brian O'Connor. Boy, I never thought I'd hear Frank Santopadre name check Boodle. on the real Gilbert. So part of Liverpool.
Is that where Billy J. Kramer is?
I guess
is from?
It is. Yeah, with Billy J. Clifton James died, who was the sheriff in The Man with a Golden Gun. A heavy set guy. You know this actor? He sort of looked like
like
a Joe Besser meets Ned Beatty.
Yes,
yes. Kind of look.
You're that secret agent.
Yeah, he died. He played Sheriff J.C. Pepper. In Live and Let Die. I think he's also in The Man with the Golden Gun. And we'll wrap this. This is interesting. I'm getting lost reading these. our pal John Fotiatis. Only real Gilbert and Frank can get Tony Roberts to tell a Milton Berle Forrest Tucker restroom story. That's what makes this podcast gold. Isn't that sweet?
That's touching.
We appreciate that. Now, what did you find out about Ken Weatherwax, as long as Gilbert's bringing the show to a screeching halt?
I had him and I ditched him because I couldn't take the withering looks I was getting from Gilbert here, but I can look him up. And because for a minute there, the show was getting a little too cheery.
You don't want to end on an upbeat.
You don't want to end on an up note. All right.
Oh, here, Gil. This is Joe Don Baker, not the Joe Don Baker.
Yeah.
By the way, would be an interesting guest for us, Joe Don Baker. Any idea when your movie will be available, your documentary, for those of us who couldn't make it to Tribeca?
Oh, it's called Gilbert. And I don't know exactly what happens after it plays at Tribeca, I guess.
The negative is burned.
Yeah, exactly. I will tell everyone. I'll tweet something.
Yeah, Gilbert will let you know when the time comes, but we appreciate the interest. We're recording this on Tuesday the 18th, and we're 2 days away from the premiere. By the time you have heard this, the premiere will be long over. Paulie?
I'm not finding too much on Weatherwax. Born in Los Angeles, typecast as Pugsley well into his teens. At 17, entered the U.S. Army.
Was he related to Russ Weatherwax, the famous Hollywood dog trainer?
Because
we can do another whole show while we're waiting for you to come up with that.
Let's see. His aunt was actress and dancer Ruby Keeler.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at this good stuff, Gil.
Look at this. Come on, Neil. This is pretty good.
Pugsley's aunt. Now, you're getting this, folks? Pugsley's aunt was Ruby Keeler.
Geez.
And grandmama's sister was Jeanette McDonald.
Now, too strange.
Weatherwax's half-brother, Joey D. Vieira, also known as Donald Keeler for some reason, played Porky on the first three seasons of Lassie.
Oh, interesting.
In 1954.
Interesting.
Frank and Rudd. Oh, did you say something about a dog trainer?
I think it was Rudd Weatherwax.
Frank and Rudd Weatherwax.
I said Russ Weatherwax.
Lassie's trainers
and owners
of the first dog to play the role were Ken's uncles.
There you go.
This whole Weatherwax family is something incredible.
Yeah.
Who knew?
By the way, the Westmore family, makeup family,
yes.
There's a book came to my office about the history of the Westmores, and I think we should do a mini episode about the Westmore family. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll do a great episode about classic Hollywood makeup.
They did the makeup for Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
You bet your bippy.
We should appear in makeup for that.
For
that episode.
For an audio-only podcast.
For an audio-only podcast.
All right.
And Paul, can you say, there's no need to fear, Underdog is here.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Why do you make him say that? Do you think he looks like Wally Cox?
No, I think he sounds like Underdog.
Well, I get that all the time.
Yeah. I was going to say go Gophers, but whatever works. You want to take us out on David Soul, my friend?
I know. I lost my head last night. You've got a right to stop believing. There's still a little love left, even so. Give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. Can't we get a last one by? The angel and the dreamer who sometimes plays the fool. Don't give up on us. I know we can still come through.
Beautiful.
This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
You notice how Gilbert gets right out of the song, right back into
it's
the
so
clothes.
Smooth. He's smooth as a baby's butt.
Professional stuff.
See you next time. Listen up.
Just like having finished it.